the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family. Happy Herb Day, y'all! This episode today is going to be a bit of a story, a very special one that's kept me journeying down the herbalist path, and it is a tribute to one of my greatest teachers that I was only able to have one live lesson with, but those lessons have continued with me for all of my herbalist path journey. And that herbalist is Miss Cascade Anderson Geller, who passed away on Herb Day, May 4th, 2013. Stay tuned for the episode and hear a little bit about her incredibly powerful impact she had on me and so many other herbalists today.
Welcome to The Herbalist's Path, where we're on a mission to inspire a movement where there's an herbalist in every home, again, with your host, clinical herbalist, Melissa Muttersbaugh.
And welcome to another episode of The Herbalist Path, where we're on a mission to inspire a movement for there to be an herbalist in every home again. And today, the day this episode is coming out, is Herb Day. And I couldn't think of a better person to celebrate and do this podcast episode as a tribute to than Miss Cascade Anderson Geller. And as I record this podcast, I am so fortunate to be sitting in the middle of a forest behind my home. I'm surrounded by the abundance of some of my absolute favorite plant friends. There's Indian plum and Western red cedar and cottonwood and Solomon seal and cleavers and, oh my gosh, there's blackberries and there's bleeding heart and there's nettles and there's all the ferns, and it's just so luscious and so abundant where I am right now, and I feel so incredibly grateful to know these friends and to have been given this incredible opportunity to live my life on a journey down the herbalist path, which leads me to a really deep and personal story I have about one of my greatest teachers who also impacted thousands of people in the herbal world along her lifeline. And again, that's Miss Cascade Anderson Geller. And she died on Herb Day 2013, May 4th. So I figured it would be appropriate to tribute to her today. And I'm going to carry on with my own personal Cascade stories. I know there are many of you out there with your Cascade stories, because she has really deeply and profoundly impacted so many of us in the herbal world. So if you want to share your stories with me, I would love that. You can email me at mel@theherbalistpath.com. You can reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook or however you want. I would love, love, love to hear your stories. And maybe you can share it sometime as a guest on the podcast. Anyways, I'm just going to start with my story with her. So quite a few years ago, as I was just embarking on my journey down the herbalist path, I had been playing with different remedies and recipes and learning about plants outdoors for quite a few years, and I was making my herbal first aid kits, and it really inspired me to want to learn more about using plants as medicine. And so on a whim, like 2 weeks before the deadline, I signed up to go to the Brighton Bush Herbal Conference. I didn't know anybody or anything about herbalism, really, or who the people that were presenting were, or really any of that. Though I did have one of Rosemary Gladstar's The Family Herbal Book, and I knew she was going to be at this event. So I was like, oh, cool, I'll go. And so I head out to Brighton Bush all by myself, and I, you know, immerse myself in all of these wonderful classes, and I had the most amazing teachers there. There was Christopher Hobbs, there was Kathy Cavill, Tim Blakely, Cascade, Rosemary, Jane Bothwell, and all of what are called our herbal elders today. It was one of the reunions of the first groups of herbalists to put this conference on. I want to say it was like the 20th anniversary or the 25th. I forget right now. Anyways, I was so blessed to learn from these people, and I decided to take a plant walk with Cascade. I didn't really know who she was. And so we take this plant walk, and we go towards the backside of Brighton Bush, and I remember being down by the river, and Cascade is leading us, and she's just really showing us how to connect with the plants and our surroundings, and speaking about the importance of having this really deep relationship with the land, with the plants, and how the plants want us to be able to harvest them in a safe and ethical and sustainable way and use them as medicine in this great, great way. And she was also really, really attentive in pointing out like how important it was for us to look at all of the other plants around the particular plant we were desiring to make medicine with. Because if there was a plant 20 feet away that looked like it was dying or unhealthy, that would be a great red flag that maybe something was going on in that area that you don't want in your medicine. Maybe it was sprayed. Maybe there's something toxic going on underground and it's coming up through those plants, or whatever may have been the cause of neighboring plants just not looking happy and healthy. And she just really, really made it a point to iterate how important that awareness is. And I just loved it. You know, it was such a beautiful walk. It was bright and sunny. It was an area similar to where I am sitting right now. And just there are so many connections over the years since this time that have drawn me right back to Cascade and that walk. And it's so incredible and powerful the impact this woman made, like even to the extent that on that walk there was a woman older than me who fell and sprained her ankle. And I remember watching that happen, and I wanted so badly to help, but I knew that there were other healers around me and people that were significantly more experienced in herbalism than me. So I just made sure everybody was okay, and they all seemed as if they had it handled, and I walked off. And then later to discover that this woman was Jody Stern, who happens to live in my tiny community up on Mount Hood in Welch's, Oregon, and we are connected quite well now, but I just adore Jody today, and like it must have been 8 years later that we made the connection that she was the woman who fell and sprained her ankle, and now we live in this very tiny community and still have a great love for plants and the land. So that's just one of the Cascade connections in my life. So I left that Brighton Bush Herbal Conference so freaking inspired These were my people. This is my calling. Like, suddenly the gates opened up and I knew what I needed to do with my life. And it felt so amazing, so liberating, so freeing, and absolutely incredibly inspiring. So I left that conference and immediately signed myself up for an herb school in Portland, Oregon. It was the Elderberry School of Botanical Medicine, where I really got to learn a lot about connecting with the plants and learning how to gather plants at the peak of their medicinal potency and make great medicine with them. And, you know, more about communing with nature and creating that great connection and not gathering plants in a fashion of greed or gimme, gimme, I want it, but more in this respect and this gratitude that, wow, this earth is incredibly abundant. And if we continue to care for it, then it will continue to care for us, right? So I had already had some major earth loving, I'm going to save the world attitudes going on, I don't know, since I was a small child. So I went to that school. It was really fantastic. And it really left me wanting to know a lot more about the science behind herbalism. Like, why do these plants work with the human body? And how do these plants work with the human body? So I signed up for another great school, and it was at that time called the Portland School of Traditional Western Herbalism. And it was a really cool school because they brought in the best herbalists on their particular subject matter from around our continent to teach. And we would have an intensive each month with that particular teacher. So we really got to see so many different aspects and ways of using the art and the science of herbalism. It was an incredible blessing. Well, fast forward a few more years after the Brighton Bush trip and walking with Cascade and being in herb school, and I was pregnant with my beautiful, now almost 8-year-old daughter, Anira, and it was such a lovely, lovely time. I was in herb school at that time, and we were supposed to have Cascade come teach. And gosh, oh golly, I was so excited to learn from her again and to share with her the journey I'd been on since I had last seen her on that plant walk. And I was beyond thrilled, my belly huge as can be. And just before she was supposed to teach for that month at our school, she passed. And it was May 4th, 2013. It was Herb Day. Today's May 1st, 2021. And I didn't really make any connection, but that night, and for almost 2 weeks after, Cascade continued to teach me. And her lessons have stuck with me ever since then, and it's a huge reason why I run this podcast. But that night, May 4th, 2013, pardon me if I cry, this is a huge mover for me. Cascade came to me in my dreams, and she looked at me directly in the eye with these beautiful, passionate blue eyes and said, "You have what it takes. You have the power. You have the voice to shout it from the mountaintops and shout it from the treetops about the importance of using these plants as medicine. And you have to do it for the people. You have to do it for the plants. And you have to do it for the planet. Go out, shout it from the mountaintops." And I just remember waking up to my partner and saying, "Holy crap, I just had the most powerful vision in my dream of this person coming to me with these messages." And at that point in my life, I did not have any belief in people speaking to you in your dreams and in messages, and especially after death. And it blew my mind. And what was even more mind-blowing was that she kept coming to me for almost 2 weeks straight with that same very same message with the power and passion behind her eyes and saying, you have what it takes. You have the voice. You have the power to shout it from the mountaintops and shout it from the treetops about the importance of using these plants as medicine. She let me know that I had to do it. I had to do it for the people. I had to do it for the plants. And I had to do it for the planet. And it was amazing. And I was like, holy crap, are these just really, really vivid pregnancy dreams? Because this woman is straight talking to me. And mind you, I only took that one plant walk with Cascade. I don't even know that she noticed me on that walk. There were several of us, and it was a wonderful conference with so many people and people she was reconnecting with throughout her life. And man, that message has been so powerful for me throughout my journey as an herbalist, as discovering who I am and my role as an herbalist, and keeping me going with my Mountain Mells products, which I had already started with a mission to save the world and the planet. And now, as I embark more on teaching and having this podcast is obviously a way I can use my voice to shout it from the mountaintops and treetops. And on my hardest of hard days, I'll walk into the forest and I'll reflect on what she had to say to me. And man, you know what? As hard as it may be for us as humans to just really own up to our gifts and our skills and talents and what we have to share with the world and the universe, I've finally come to that realization that Cascade is friggin' spot on. I do have that voice. I do have that power. And I can use it to make positive transformation for people on the planet. And that is the most amazing thing to feel in the world. It's such an incredible honor as I sit here and I record this podcast in the middle of this incredibly abundant forest and land that is now on the market, and I deeply fear somebody destroying all of these plant friends. However, side note, what a blessing. What a blessing to be able to dedicate my life to this and to hopefully be able to inspire you to dedicate your life to it in whichever directions it may take you. That's the beauty of a path. It's got so many different directions to embark on. And if it's not the right direction for you, you can learn what happened on that path and take those lessons down another path. It's freaking beautiful, right? So anyways, back to Cascade and her powerful lessons and these amazing things. Remember, I was pregnant during this time, and I really wanted to go get a Mayan abdominal massage. And I reached out to one of my earlier herb teachers, Catherine Close, who's a naturopathic physician, and she specialized in women's health and Mayan abdominal massage. And it's like, oh, my teacher, I'll have her give me this great massage. But she was too busy. And so she pointed me out to a person in Hood River, Keith Silva, who still practices out in Hood River as an herbalist. And I drove out there. Like, it's one of the most incredibly beautiful drives over Mount Hood from one side to the other. And my partner and I drive out there, and I get to the place where this massage is supposed to happen. And the person I meet there, we like look at each other and our eyes connect, and we're just like, gosh, I know, I've met you somewhere. We know each other somehow. And it took a bit, but we made the connection that we were on a plant walk together that year. That same year I walked with Cascade, we went on a walk with Jane Bothwell together and really connected.
I wanted to take a quick pause to show some love and gratitude to our sponsors of the Herbalist Path podcast, who make this show possible for me and possible for you too. So here it goes. Medicinal mushrooms are all the rage these days, if you didn't know already. And with great reason, because they are powerful medicine that can improve your health and your life in so many different ways when they're well made.
Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of stuff on the market that isn't going to be so effective. And that's why you need to find a brand that you can actually trust. For me, that brand is Whole Sun Wellness. And this is the creation of a brilliant woman and fellow mama, Jamie Bonfiglio. She's an international mushroom educator that has been working in the medicinal mushroom industry for years. And this is when she saw firsthand how many other companies take shortcuts when it comes to their products. And Jamie wasn't having it. She set out to build her company the right way. Whole Sun Wellness is here to raise the industry standards so those crap mushrooms on the market aren't getting into your body or your family's body. Whole Sun Wellness is the first company to test and report nutritional facts for all of their extracts. They go beyond industry standards every step of the way, from sourcing to extraction and final testing. And as the owners of the largest medicinal mushroom farm in the United States, Whole Sun Wellness is taking control of their supply chain for the highest quality and absolute full transparency. They're even the first company to include pure mycelium extract in every single product. So when you're thinking of getting medicinal mushrooms for you and your family, Whole Sun Wellness is exactly the ones you want. Also, be sure to check out their new Mycolites. These are the world's first dissolvable electrolyte tablets. They're featuring functional mushroom extracts that'll give you more energy, more stamina, and recovery as well. And who couldn't use all of that? The other thing is, they are these adorable little mushroom-shaped tablets, and they come in like a little Altoids box, but way cooler than Altoids, because they're Mycolites. Anyways, head to wholesunwellness.com to grab yourself some Mycolites and all of the other functional medicinal mushrooms that you and your family need. And of course, you can grab that link right here in the show notes now.
Keith wanted to move from Arizona up to Oregon, but also needed sun. So I was like, well, they don't have sun in Oregon unless you're going to like Bend or Hood River. And so Keith landed in Hood River, which was a blessing to me. And we proceeded to gush and just get all giddy about all these other herbal connections we had had since then. Who had we been learning from? What classes were we taking? And as the massage began, I started telling Keith about my dreams with Cascade. And Keith is also very much an energy worker. And I mentioned these things, and Keith had spent over 7 years living down with the Mayans, learning Mayan abdominal massage, amongst many other things. And when I said how many nights Cascade had visited me with those messages, Keith was like, wow, I can feel this. And I feel the power of Artemis with your child in your belly. She is an earth child, which is so true to this day. And Keith let me know that the Mayans have a tradition where they light a candle as a person passes to guide the spirit along, and the spirit goes out and passes their messages to all of the people they had important messages to share for the next 9 days, and that candle guides them. And it was about 9 days and nine nights in a row that Cascade was very vividly in my dreams coming to say this to me. So, as I mentioned, that was incredibly powerful to me, you know, especially with the honor of only taking one class with her. It was amazing. And life is a journey. And I am passionate about teaching people about using plants as medicine in a safe and effective way, and connecting with nature and connecting with the plants, and not only connecting, but respecting. I think as our culture today is like, oh, yay, I'm going to go out and wildcraft and harvest all of these plants because it's my God-given right. And while, yes, the plants do want us to use them, it's sad because I see a lot of things happening where people are gathering an abundance of a certain plant, and then they take all their pictures and they post it on social media, and they're like, ooh, I gathered this plant. What do I do with it next? And it's totally not the plant they think they gathered. And that's a piece of the connection thing, you know? I'm sitting in a forest that is behind my house that I have the fortunate ability to walk on every day for years. And I see plant friends that I know are great medicine, and I say hi to them. And I welcome them, and I thank them for greeting me for spring. And I don't go out and just gather them and greet. Yeah, when I've been there long enough, and I know them well enough, and I see that there's an abundance around me, I will gather some of that plant and make medicine for my friends and my family. But it's not just a world of go out and grab, grab, grab. We can work together with nature and with these plants, but we must learn to have some respect, you know? Anyways, this is a tribute to Cascade Anderson Geller. And it's only a tribute from my perspective. I was not fortunate enough to take many, many classes with her, as I know many of my herbal colleagues and friends were. And every time I do a podcast with another herbalist, not every time, but often there's some great story about a lesson they've had from Cascade. And it melts my heart in the most amazing ways that she has touched so many people, and it inspires me so much. And I just hope for you that you get to take time out in nature and just sit on a log, just like I am right now, watching the crows fly by and the butterflies flutter in a barrel of skunk cabbage, and just observe and be there and be present. And be present to what is calling to you. And observe. It's such a beautiful, beautiful honor. And I feel incredibly honored to have had Cascade send those messages to me so clearly. And my tribute to her in sharing this story with you is also sharing that I promise you I will spend the remainder of my life shouting it from the mountaintops and the treetops about the importance of using plants as medicine, because I want to make this world a better place for you, and I want to make this world a better place for this planet, because without it, we got nothing, y'all. I think that this tribute is, you know, maybe not everything that is deserved by Cascade, because really she's amazing. I highly encourage you, if you don't know who she is, to just get out there and Google her name and read up about her and all of the incredible impact she has made on so many really brilliant herbalists out there today. But I just want to fast forward to another fun Cascade connection. It was back out at Brighton Bush Herbal Conference several years later. I was vending there with my Mountain Mel's product line, and I was hanging out in the vendor's tent and slinging some herbal tea to whoever wanted it and wanted to chat with me. And there was this older, handsome man that looked really familiar to me, but I didn't know why. I thought maybe he was another great herbalist and naturopath that I know, Ed from Eclectic Institute, because I had been to quite a few of his Halloween parties. And that's what I thought it was, but it wasn't. And I'm chatting with this guy, and we start talking Cascade stories, and I share mine. And I'm like, how'd you know Cascade? And he starts talking about this Halloween party, which I think that's why I thought he was Eclectic Institute, and how Cascade was in this witch's costume, and she had a cauldron, and she was just looking fine and sexy as could be. And I was just like, okay, creepy guy, you know? And I had already shared my whole story with him, just didn't really know at all who he was. And I then found out that that was Cascade's husband, and his name is Elliot. And he is a really, really awesome guy as well. And fortunately, I felt a really deep connection to him after that, and we got to hang out and some cabins and sing some songs together and play some music. And it felt really, really amazing to have that connection with him and to have shared my Cascade story with him as well. So, yeah, you know, there are so many other stories that come full circle with this amazing woman. And there are a lot of YouTube videos out there with her teachings. And she is a true, true blessing to the world of herbalism today. And I really hope that you take some time and get outside, connect with the plants, connect with yourself, learn a lesson or two, or read up on some of Cascade's impact that she's made, and join me on this mission to inspire a movement where there's an herbalist in every home again. And, you know, if this episode inspired you at all, please share it with your friends, because together we can make herbalism. Hashtag spread like wildflowers. And it really takes a huge, huge, huge village, if not a world, to do that. So thanks so much for listening to my story. Happy, happy Herb Day to you. I really appreciate you tuning in. And I wish you a life filled with love, abundance, and plenty of time in nature. Take care of yourself so you can take care of each other.
This has been The Herbalist's Path, where we're on a mission to inspire an herbalist in every home again. Thanks so much for joining us. If you'd like to support our mission, please subscribe, rate, and review to help others find us. Together, we can make herbalism #spread like wildflowers. Wishing you all a lovely day. Bye for now.